and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James and I host the studio at Marketing Showcase events up and down the UK, where we get the chance to chat to experts from, well, every element of the marketing world about what they're working on, along with the latest trends in marketing, what's really working for them and what's not, their wins and their challenges, and lots, lots more.
Hi, I'm Claire Daniels and I'm CEO of Trio Media. We're a web and performance marketing agency based in Leeds.
Thank you for joining us for a chat, Claire. So you were, first on stage earlier on giving your talk. Just tell us a little bit about what that was kind of centred on.
Yes, so what we were talking about today is 49 killer performance marketing tips. The premise of the talk is just to share as many tips as possible with people in the amount of time. We actually don't ever get enough time to do 49, but that's also part of the plan. So we share up to around 30 and then say you're going to have to scan the QR code to get the rest of the tips.
Oh, that's clever.
But yeah, I thought I could maybe elaborate on some of those tips I spoke about today, because I do have to go through them quite quick fire in the talk.
I would imagine so, because 49 is a lot.
Yes, so we've got an ebook and the presentation, but yeah, in the kind of 25-30 minutes we get the marketing showcase, it's just not enough time to go through it all in detail, but we want to give people as much value as we possibly can, so they can download the ebook, but also, yeah, hear as much from me in the time as well.
Have you considered getting a little bingo machine? And you know when you kind of like, you turn the handle, a little ball comes out, and that corresponds to which tip you do next?
I mean, I have not considered. I love the creativity. I think it'll be chaotic, back and forth through the slides. Oh, tip 48, now we're tip number two.
It could be a little bit. But what you could do as well is if you pop down to Mecca Bingo, you could get Doris, who does the calling down there. You could get her involved as well, so she can do the thing. And she goes, hang on a minute, love. It's Kelly's eye number two next. I think it's genius, but maybe that's why I'm stood behind this microphone and not running a marketing agency.
Well, maybe you need to somehow incorporate a bingo machine into what you're doing here.
You say that, you'd be surprised. I have already done that before.
Right, okay. So
we'll leave that one.
Recycling ideas, which was one of my tips, but we can get to that.
We will get onto the tips in a moment. What I want to ask next is, so do you know all 49 tips off by heart?
No.
If I say to you 22, would you know what it is?
Absolutely not. No.
So what's your favourite of the tips? What do you think is the most important of those tips?
Well, the one that I wanted to highlight, and it kind of links about three together that I can talk about in a bit more detail, but is starting off with the rise in zero-click searches on search engines.
Right.
So the number of searches that result in no clicks through to a website has now risen to 60%,
wow,
whereas it was about 30 to 35% a couple of years ago. And that's because of the rise of Google AI overview. You know, so we're getting a lot more information within the search engine rather than having to, you know, trawl our way through, click through, go to a website, go somewhere else to find out that information. So that's the opening tip, and one that I think is really important for people to know, because the way we do SEO is then ultimately changing forever. But also we need to tie that in with, we are noticing that our behaviour with search is changing as a consumer. You know, when you look at the likes of how we're using ChatGPT, we are giving it much more contextual-based searches, whereas we would go to Google and type in a keyword, and therefore that's how SEO has worked, you know, by optimizing keywords. Whereas we know we need to give a lot more context and information to ChatGPT to get a more detailed response. Still, that is not typically going to result in a click-through to a website, but it's this piece about how do we start optimizing for AI, whether it's the likes of ChatGPT, Gemini, etc., or Google, to still give people the information that they're looking for, but to try and encourage that website visit as well. One of the other tips that ties into it, though, is about this idea of creating content to be consumed native to the platform it's on. Mm-hmm. For so many years, everything we've done has been about driving traffic to a website. You know, you do an ad to drive traffic to the website, search to drive traffic to the website, social media drive traffic to the website, whereas social media posts that have a link in are deprioritized, you know, so actually we should just be talking about creating content that can be consumed where you are and where you are seeing it. And so we're recommending suggesting that same theory to search, in that it's okay if the behaviour has changed and they're not clicking through. Yes, we still think there are strategies that can be adopted to drive the click through, but we have to adapt. We have to understand people might not. So how do we give people a full answer? How do we appear in the AI overview? Because most people aren't scrolling beyond that now. You know, we got excited a few years ago when Google was no longer going to have pages. It was just going to be a continuous scroll. I've not seen any stats on it yet, but I just don't even think people are scrolling that far, because you're getting that result up top. So it's about, we want to be there. We want to answer these longer questions that people are asking contextually, give people the answer and create it as a branded experience still. So whilst you may not visit our website, you know that you got the answer from us by, you know, the things that you write in the answer that you give. Yep. So that's the key consideration, and things that I would really encourage marketeers to be thinking about is that, right, behavior has massively changed on search, on social. How do we get people consuming content where they are, still having a brand related experience? And yes, they may end up on our website. That's great if they do, but if they don't, we've still had a touch point with our consumer. There was a lot in the tips then about attribution, because the difficulty is, how do you attribute that interaction?
I wanted to ask that in terms of, like, is that equation different for people who are working in-house to people who are working at an agency? Because in-house, they'll still know whether or not, yeah, we've got some new customers coming through, so something's working.
Yeah.
Whereas for an agency, I guess, if you're working with a client, is it more difficult to kind of square off the fact that, yeah, you know, we're not able to deliver you those perfect analytics that we were once upon a time because behaviour is changing?
Yeah, I think everyone has the same issue with attribution. You know, I do think that for agencies, you're held accountable a lot quicker. You know, if something's not working, they're going to be straight to you. But equally, if it's not working with somebody in-house, you'd still be held to account for that as well. One of the things that I mentioned in the talk was about, you know, I mentioned just before, social media posts with links in are deprioritized. But we have proactively taken links out of our social posts and seen our website traffic increase correlated to when the posts have gone out. Now, that's a more manual behavior that we go, look, right, we know what day we posted. Let's look at those dates. Now let's go look in our Google Analytics. Let's look for the correlations here. But it's worth doing. And one of the things I said, well, you could be investing loads of time and money in doing video and doing something like this. And if you've got the standard attribution that you go, oh, well, we posted it all on social media and we got this much traffic from social media. But you want to know what video worked. And, you know, it may not be the video that got the most views was then the video that converted the most. It could be a video that got hardly any views that converted, but the video that got a load of views got a load of engagement. So you have to really start thinking about your own metrics and what's important. And I do think you have to be inquisitive to go look for the data a bit more, because what is given to us as standard is not really good enough, you know, and you have to decide what are the metrics that are going to really matter to our business.
It's almost like a kind of a full colour picture rather than something that's black and white, which I think, you know, metrics, analytics, numbers give us something that's fairly black or white. It goes up, it goes down, it changes.
Yeah.
Whereas something that's slightly more colourful thing, which is more about engagement, this got people talking, you know, this led to whatever it might be, is a slightly less clinical analytic, but still very worthwhile. That's interesting. Is there one tip that you wish that you could do your entire presentation on?
Ooh, good one.
I guess I'm asking, which is the one that you're most passionate about?
I am very passionate about the zero-click searches, but one of the pieces that I mentioned just as a tip, and previous years we have done a whole presentation on this, is around conversion rate optimization on your website. So in terms of things like sticking to one call to action, we see so many websites that don't know what they're asking people to do on it. So either there's no clear call to action, or there's multiple. You know, you go on and it's like, download the brochure, contact us, book a demo, visit this page, view our case studies, all these things is confusing. So if you look at that and go, yeah, we are asking people to do a lot of things, well, then do you think they're going to do it? Whereas when we go, what is the one thing we want people to do on our website, and how do we drive them to that call to action? How do we make it sticky, visible everywhere they go, and really easy to do? You know, a lot of people can overcomplicate inquiry forms and stuff like that. They can hide phone numbers away because they don't think it's relevant. The most easy thing for someone to do on your website should be the thing you want them to do. You know, I've genuinely seen websites where people say, oh yeah, we want people to get in touch with us, and I couldn't find how to get in touch with them. So making sure, because all these other efforts around your SEO and your social media and any paid ads don't mean anything if your website is not optimized to do the very action you expect people to take when they get there.
Yeah. How do you think people end up in that position? Because this, I have a similar thing when it comes to podcast episodes. Sometimes you listen to a podcast episode, you've engaged with that person or that brand for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. In theory, they've got you in the palm of their hand at that point. But then what happens at the end is they go, right, if you want this, then do this and contact us here and you can send us an email here and you can do this and you can do the other and do the other. And my brain just goes, poof. Overload, I give in, yeah. And I don't do any of it. So I always say to people, you know, one clear call to action, and you might change it every 6 months, that's fine, but stick that consistency, because someone might need to listen to 3 or 4 of your episodes before they actually do the thing that you ask them to do. And they kind of go, oh yeah, that sort of makes sense. And I think, how do people end up in that situation where they're just cramming things full of something? Is it a strategy issue, or is it the wrong person managing that site?
My view of marketing generally, and I've been, you know, working in it for over 15 years, is that anything you say to someone sounds like common sense, but until you hear it, it's just one of those things you don't know what you don't know. So if someone hasn't ever told you it, you're just not thinking that way. But as soon as someone says it, it's like, oh, obviously. You know, and I think that is the case within so much marketing. It sounds obvious once you hear it. But the same as we would say to our customers, well, we don't know what you do. You know, you specialise in that. We specialise in what we do, which is why we're working together. So any sector, any industry, I couldn't work any of this stuff. But if you told me, I'd then go, oh, yeah, obviously that's the volume button or whatever. You know, so I do just think it's education. If you don't know, it's just not there. You're just not thinking about it. And so many people get it wrong. If you are following suit and you go, oh yeah, I like what they do, so you do the same thing, yeah, and then the problem multiplies.
We're nearly out of time. What I wanted to ask you, and I don't know if you can answer this really quickly or not, but is there one tip that stands out to you as being the one that most people fall foul of?
It would almost be that same one. It is the conversion rate optimization of a website that, yeah, we see. So people might come to us, they want to run an ad campaign or they want to do social media, but they're not thinking about where they're driving them to and how that is then optimized to make them take the action, and that's an investment in itself. Think, oh, if I invest in SEO, PPC, paid social, etc., that's the job done. Where it's not, and you know, those are the conversations we're regularly having with people, is actually, well, let's look at this entire user journey all the way through. What are people doing here? Because you could spend all the money in the world driving that traffic. If they're never going to take action on your website because of how it's built, then this is wasted investment. So, yeah, I don't know if that's a bit of a cheap. If anyone wants to know more, they can download our ebook by going to our website.
That was nice call to action at the end there to wrap things up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Claire. It's been a pleasure to chat, and thank you for coming to see us today.
Likewise, thanks for having me.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.